With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have welcomed King Charles and Queen Camilla to a state dinner Tuesday evening. Earlier in the day, the king highlighted the bonds between the two nations during an address to Congress. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
King Charles hailed the historic partnership between the UK and the US.
That partnership, I believe, Mr. Speaker, is more important today than it has ever been.
He spoke of the importance of alliances, especially NATO, and urged for the defense of Ukraine. The king mentioned his reliance on Christian faith, and he offered this reminder.
America's words carry weight and meaning, as they have since independence. The actions of this great nation matter even more.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted again, this time over a social media photo of seashells arranged on a beach that officials say constituted a threat against President Trump.
Threatening the life of the President of the United States will never be tolerated by the Department of Justice. Over the past year, this department has charged dozens of cases involving threats against all sorts of individuals. We take these seriously, every single one of them.
It is the second criminal case the Justice Department has brought against the longtime Trump foe. Now, Comey says that he assumed the arrangement of the shells reading 8647 was just an ordinary political message, not a call to violence against Mr. Trump, of course, the 47th president. This is SRN News. An abortion bill advancing in Colorado. We have more from Michael Harrington.
Lawmakers have given preliminary approval to legislation that would require all colleges and universities in the state to provide abortion pills to students. The measure would apply to both public and private institutions. It does provide an opt-out for schools that have a, quote, bona fide religious reason, but it would leave it up to the state to decide what bona fide means. Pills now account for the vast majority of abortions in the United States. Michael Harrington reporting.
Scholars pointing out the nation's founding document makes multiple references to God. In its opening paragraph, Thomas Jefferson proposed the laws of nature and of nature's God grant humans equal status and entitle Americans to dissolve the political bonds with their bands, rather, with Britain. Historians have also shown Benjamin Franklin added, endowed by their creator. This is SRN News. Former National Basketball Association star Damon Jones pleading guilty in a wide-ranging sports gambling case with alleged links to organized crime.
Jones entered a guilty plea to a single count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud during the first back-to-back plea change hearings on Tuesday in Brooklyn Federal Court. Sentencing guidelines call for 21 to 27 months in prison. He's charged in separate cases with profiting from rigged poker games and providing sports bettors with non-public information about injuries to stars like LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Julie Walker, New York.
In the meantime, Brendan Sorsby's acknowledgement of his gambling addiction this week, the latest in a series of headlines for college athletics. Now, Sorsby is stepping away from Texas Tech in order to seek treatment for a gambling addiction. More details, srnnews.com.